Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we have news coming up in this half, and the first good sports of football season coming up as well. First, eight sleep. Chronic sleep deprivation leads to, well, now they're finding out, depression, diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease. It's bad for you, man. You have to sleep. It's a health thing. It's like eating right and working out. Now they know sleep hygiene's a big deal. You need your 8 hours. One of the biggest problems with sleep is temperature. God, that's why I love my eight sleep. You can control the temperature. I mean, think about all those waking up covered with sweat, or, you know, my wife's too cold, I'm too hot. You can control it. The Pod by 8 Sleep, high-tech bed design to achieve optimal sleep, developed by sleep researchers after tracking 43 million hours of sleep, combines dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking. It learns your habits and adjusts the temperature automatically. You can try it 100 nights. Try it out. Try the Pod for 100 nights. If you don't love it, they'll refund your purchase and arrange your pickup for free as well. For a limited time, get $150 off your purchase at 8sleep.com/love. That's E-I-G-H-T sleep.com/love.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Break. Viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
A little bit of an update, not much, unfortunately, but a little bit on that boat fire here in Southern California. An initial investigation into that boat fire that killed 34 people over Labor Day suggests there were serious safety lapses, including the lack of a required roaming night watchman. That's who's supposed to stay up and stay alert and alert passengers of possible dangers like fires. That's what law enforcement says. There are also questions about whether passengers received a full safety briefing, how the crew was trained. The five surviving crew members linked to the worst boat tragedy in recent California history are being interviewed by the investigators, of course. They've said the galley was engulfed in flames. They couldn't get through to help passengers. One of the crew members said he didn't hear a smoke alarm or smell smoke. But he did see the flames, and the cause is still to be determined. One theory they're floating is too many people trying to charge their devices at a time that could have sparked something.
Interesting. So they're all sort of sleeping in one big quarters,
I guess, below. Yeah.
Below. And there's just one way out.
Right.
And that's where the fire was, I guess.
That's what it sounds like.
God, it's so brutal to die that way. And then also, you're obviously burning alive sitting in a giant pool of water.
God.
That's the crazy. God, that must have been horrific. It's again, there is no real figuring out life, and that's why we have so many things that we... I guarantee you, everybody on that ship, now, by virtue of fact that they're going out for a three-day dive ship, they're all youngish. Mm-hmm. There's not a bunch of 85-year-olds
healthy
on that boat. Yeah. There's young, healthy, strong people on that boat, right? I mean, I don't know. The average age, I'm not asking you to find this, Max Pat. I'm just saying the average age of someone who goes out on a dive boat, well, people have their 15, 16, 18-year-old sons and daughters with them. But I mean, the average age is probably in the early 30s because that's what young couples and people do. The middle-aged people in a group, I'm sure there were a couple people that were 63.
Yeah.
But there are more 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the average age of the person on that boat was probably 30, who died in that fire. And they're also, if they're people that are outdoorsy and a little bit affluent, they have money to spend on a three-day dive and the equipment and all the things that go along with that, the certification and everything like that. Those people are health conscious, have some money, and take care of themselves. I will bet you every single person on that goddamn boat at some point when somebody went to go fill a water bottle up for a mountain bike ride from the spigot, they went, no, use the filter. Use the Brita filter. Use the filter stuff. I get they applied copious amounts of sunscreen in their life. Mm-hmm. If you're 28 years old, you've been putting sunscreen on for 15 years straight, right? You've been putting sunscreen on since you were six, right? Sunscreen, filtered water. I bet they all had, you know, all the stuff in life, the safeties. They were probably, when they're buying a car, they were going, the Volvo has a higher safety rating, right. And we have young kids, and the kids, when they were kids, they were in child seats. Yep. In the car, in the Volvo that had the higher safety rating. And they were all, you know, their parents were probably looking at boxes going, any GMOs in here? I'll bet you a large percentage of them may have been vegan or vegetarian for like a healthier lifestyle, you know, and whatever, taking supplements, all this stuff. And then you fucking die at 29 in a boat fire. So I'm not saying, be unhealthy, but I'm saying you don't control nearly as much as you control, and you can go out without the sunscreen one day and you can drink some tap water. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think the irony of applying sunscreen your entire life and then burning up in a boat.
I mean, yeah, there's things you can control, the sunscreen, the water, the diet, whether whatever, the exercise, and there's things that are completely out of control, like freak accidents, force majeure, whatever.
I'm saying we do way too much hand-wringing over the Purell and plastic straws and filtered water. Like, it's
and not enough hand-wringing over, like, an escape route or putting too much electrical circuitry into an outlet.
You're in a boat in the middle of the ocean, and, there's shit that can happen.
Yeah. And the owner of the boat said, we've been doing this for 34 years, you know, with a great safety rating. If anybody wants to know what happened, it's me. You know, that guy is really absolutely devastated, of course.
Yes.
So I'm sure there'll be more coming out about that. Speaking of devastation, after a nearly 3-year absence from TV, Billy Bush will make his triumphant return to the small screen, co-hosting Extra. You may remember Billy, right? He got fired from NBC in the fall of 2016 after an old tape with Trump engaging in that famous locker room talk on a bus surfaced.
He got like pre-Frankened.
Yeah.
Like I was always like, I'm confused about many facets of life. I'm not sure why he needed to be fired. I don't get why he needed to be fired. I get why we're supposed to be pissed at Trump. I don't get...
He got a big promotion.
I didn't get why Billy Bush needed to be fired. First off, you never need to fire Billy Bush because he doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. There's no... It's like firing a teleprompter. No.
Billy, you can stop doing whatever it is you do.
You don't need to hire him or fire him. You don't need to do anything with him. Yeah. He sits there and reads stuff to you about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Okay, but never quite got that part where he needed to be fired. It is so disingenuous. It is so disingenuous when we hold people to these standards, like when they're like secretly being taped. And a guy like Trump's bigger than life. And he starts making jokes. And you're the little guy who's trying to shoot a segment with him. And you just laugh it off. You know, and like, hey, okay, hey, that's right, Trump, sir. I hear you, brother. I'm sure he then goes home and says to his wife, what a douchebag. Yeah. But nobody says, hey, that's wrong. Right. Yeah. Take it back. No, they want to get through there's a relationship here. Like you're needing to do a segment with the person. Mm-hmm. You don't want to explain to them what you said was wrong and I want you to take it back. Yeah. You just want to kind of push through it.
You don't want to go back to your producer at the end of the day and be like, hey, what happened to that Trump interview? Well, it kind of fell apart when I, told him he was out of line. Yeah, in the trailer.
He's making a joke and you're laughing and you don't know. And also this thing where it's like, well, there's no difference between, you know, knowing you're on tape and not knowing you're on tape. That is insane. There's a fucking big difference. Yeah. There is a big difference. And also, I don't buy into it. Oh, that's a genuine look into your heart. You know what I mean? Like, no. I fucking say horrible things about my kids all the fucking time. It's not how I feel about them. Or anyone.
Yeah.
Or lots of people. There's a big fucking difference.
The meds.
I have no idea why he needed to be fired. I don't know. Was it 8 years later or something. It was like a lot of years later that it this thing came out.
Yeah. He was promoting The Apprentice.
Also, somebody just kind of pulled it out and leaked it. Like, yeah. I don't know. What about that? Like, it's not obtained legally. I mean, you can't.
It was unearthed, Brian.
Literally unearthed because no one had ever seen it.
Right.
It wouldn't work in court. You're not allowed to do that shit with court. Like, cops can't just, like, record people and say, well, I got a tape.
Two-person consent.
Like, it won't
work. Well, and I think Gary Savelli, that he knew he had a microphone on him, so he clearly knew that the microphone could be on.
Yeah, but.
I'm just, spend
your life with a lav on you. You'll go up. You'll go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
you'll fucking
naked
talk to someone
situation.
At craft service, whatever. You forget about it immediately.
I'm with you on that.
I've been burned.
Well, he does say it's a comeback. It's a relaunch. And he welcomes any questions you have about the bus. You can ask him until Monday. And after that, he's never going to speak about it again.
He has a time limit.
Yeah, because that's when he starts a new gig.
I don't have a problem with him. I think I kind of like him. I just don't. Again, like Matt Lauer, if you're unnecessary, you may be dismissed. Yeah. And when we don't need you to come back, but he's an affable guy. All right, let me hit the Castrol Edge Stronger Under Pressure. Fluid titanium transforms to keep the metal parts from rubbing and robbing. Three times,
fool.
Stronger and leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. It's the best. It's Castrol Edge, formulated in ways to beat the highest industry standards. That is Castrol Edge, everybody. All right, you know what else?
Well, this is pretty interesting. A group of horses that spend their days frolicking on the beach in North Carolina's Outer Banks will not be evacuated during the hurricane, and here's why. There's a very good reason for that. With Hurricane Dorian quickly approaching, the colonial Spanish Mustangs have their own way of riding out these storms. They've been doing it for 500 years. They huddle together, and their trick is they move to higher ground under sturdy oak trees that shelter them from the storm, and according to Corolla Wild Horse Fund, did not know you were such a philanthropist.
How's that spelled?
C-O. But it's still there, which manages the herd. They say apparently they'll likely ride out the winds and rain as their ancestors did before them, in huddles with their butts to the wind.
Corolla's excited.
He added that the horses have been doing this for 500 years. Meanwhile, as far as humans go, more than 1 million people in parts of South Carolina and North Carolina are under mandatory evacuation orders.
That Rolling Stones song, Wild Horses.
Couldn't drag me away.
That's the name of the song, right?
Yes, it is.
See Led Zeppelin?
That's how it's done.
See how it works? They just keep saying Wild Horses. Mm-hmm. And they just keep saying it.
And that's how you know what it's
when
called.
When you want to request that song, that's how you know. All right, let's do one more.
You got it. Well, in the shadow of Rotten Tomatoes, here's one we might be reviewing and testing in the future. Justin Timberlake going to jail in his next movie role. He has signed on to do Palmer, the new movie from the team behind Green Book. According to Deadline, he'll play a one-time college football star who heads back to his hometown.
I knew it. Yep. You know what this is?
Yeah.
I can always tell whenever you get guys to do certain roles. Mm-hmm. There's the getting jacked
game
role.
Shape. Yeah, prison shape.
And there's boxing. They love boxing movies. They love. If you take a look at the average boxer and the average actor who plays a boxer, the actor's much more jacked than the average boxer
more cut.
Is. More cut, whatever, because they just go, oh, I'm going to get paid. And then someone goes, you're going to have a full-time trainer, and he's provided by the way, and you're going to get in the best shape of your life.
I could be wrong about this, but I think it was Jake Gyllenhaal in Southpaw who was like, it looked like a professional wrestler.
Yeah,
he was just a pitcher.
No, boxer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the movie kind of came and went.
I don't remember.
Physically looked more fit than 95% of boxers.
Well, this is perfect because it marries those two things: football and prison.
I'm telling you,
you have a great point.
Shirt's going to be off.
Tats.
Going to be doing those kind of chin ups off
on the
bar.
Off the bar, yeah. Pipes.
Yeah.
So he ends up taking custody of a young boy who was abandoned by his mother after his stint in prison. Justin's been a lot of movies, of course, Social Network, Trolls.
He's a good actor. He's a legitimate good actor.
Yeah, he has a lot going on.
So he was great in Social Network.
Fantastic.
He was the Napster guy, right?
Sean Fanning, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
Sean Parker?
Sean Parker.
Yeah, one of the
two. He's great. He was great. Yes, he's a very good actor. He's a very talented human being. We need him.
Oh,
Agreed.
We don't need Matt Lauer. That's what I'm saying. All right. Sorry. No. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Simply Safe. Last but not least, you need protection. You need protection for your home. You do it with Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam. Jim Harbaugh's coming, calling in tomorrow. And then Weston Coppola Cage, Nick Cage's son.
Wow.
Going to be in as well. Good sports coming up next. You can check out We're Live Gold Rush, new podcast on Podcast One. Go to AdamCarolla.com. By the way, the cruise, the island we're going to was missed by the storm. So
we'll be okay.
It's all on. Do not worry, your pretty little heads. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. We're doing a live pod at Lexington, Kentucky. That'll be comedy off Broadway. It'll be September 20th. That'll be a live pod. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Gina Grad. Bald Brian saying, mahalo.
Can I have me wife back?
Today's episode of Good Sports, Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla have got it for you coming up next.
One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode, a brand new week of Hot Sports Talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damaschek here, Adam Carolla over there. Reminder, Monday and Wednesday, all through the season, the Athletic, NFL podcast that I've started to do now, Football Fact Check. Check that out and go ahead and subscribe to The Athletic while you're at it. Why don't you track me down at Damaschek Ace? I'm sorry for that distraction. I know your brain is on the doubleheader of pro football action coming at us tonight. A pretty good one. Texans at the Saints and then the Raiders and the Broncos, and been a big mess over there in the East Bay with AB and all that jazz. But, you know, we have our first proper Sunday football, glorious under our belts. And I wanted to let you know that of course, a couple days before kickoff there, we sat down for our annual fantasy football draft. All the fellas but you.
Oh, yeah. Did Mike August preside?
Yeah, and somebody had the terrific idea to put a microphone in front of him. And he stood, I don't know why, but he stood, August did, for the entire draft. And they had some schnook, some poor kid, I don't know if he was a PA or whatever from Kimmel, because we did it in the green room at the Kimmel show. After the show had ended one night, I think it was, what night was that? Tuesday night. So some kid just had to stand there all night next to August the entire time. August with the jokes, they never stopped.
Mike
kept on firing, machine gun.
Mike's funny because, I mean, he's not funny, but I literally have these conversations where I attempt to shame him. You can't shame Mike August. You could shame
and it is his superpower.
I identified that
very early on in the relationship, that what is it with this guy that everything just bounces and he laughs the same as he would as if anyone else was the butt of the joke.
You could sooner shame an iguana. Literally. Dave, I'm serious. Reptiles are more easily shamed than Mike August.
It's weird.
I'll be talking to Mike and he'll go we'll do Adam Carolla's Unprepared, you know. And Adam Carolla's Unprepared, I do first half hour, maybe 40 minutes, I do just straight stand-up comedy. And then the next half hour, somebody comes out from the audience or whatever and he pulls the ping pong balls. People write down a subject. Kimmel's idea. They write one word on a ping pong ball. We put it in the bingo hopper. You know, there's 150 balls bouncing around there. And someone pulls it out, just reads the word like they're doing bingo. And then I have to do the comedy.
Sure. It's great. Routine. Not very many humans could get away with doing that.
Yeah, my feeling is probably, but I know some who could, but they just don't want to try it. Like, they don't... I can't
imagine the agita associated with doing that. Wait, I don't know what I'm going to go up in front of other human beings and say up here right now?
My modest secret thought is that a Jimmy Kimmel type could do it, but he doesn't want to put himself in that position. Hmm. I feel like their people have the more than they know, have the ability, but don't really want to do it because it is scary.
I always loved what you said about crank anchors. Kimmel proves that he can do it because I was in the room while he was making some of those calls, and he was not relying at all on any of us writers scratching stuff down on the little whiteboard. Say this. Right. I mean, you literally would sit there with your eyes closed, and so you never needed that, and other people would be desperate for it, waving their hands in silence. Give me something. And I don't know what to do here.
Well, Mike August, when I would talk to Mike and I'd go, we're going to the Napa Uptown Theater, whatever. And he'd go, I'd go, now look, we're going to have to get a ball puller to come up on stage because Adam Ray is not going to come out to Napa or whatever. And he'd go, ball puller. And I'd go, yeah. And he'd go, yeah, you're going to get your balls pulled, all right. And I'd go, yeah, Mike. Right. We got to get a lady. Man, we will submit some names, call into the show. Yeah, you get your balls pulled. Woo!
By one of them ladies, right?
One of them ladies. And I go, I've done this with Mike 10 times. It never shames him. I go, Mike, I'm a professional comedian. This isn't funny to amateurs. Your barber wouldn't be laughing. I am a comedian. This is especially unclever to me. Getting them balls pulled.
It was that level. I mean, this was maybe even worse because this was sort of like a guy who went in and had a bad audition for SportsCenter in 1997 kind of level jokes. It was like... It was like Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, our auction draft if you aren't interested in fantasy football, most people just do a typical draft. Like this guy picks a name and so on and snakes around. We auction a guy. So for instance, Aaron Rodgers is up for bid and you have $200 to spend on your guys to accumulate your full roster. So Aaron Rodgers, and he would do stuff like Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers that. You know, it's like that kind of stuff. And then it was like Jared Goff and like, Simmons bet on him. Like, Simmons went to Jared. And it was like that. I was like, well, stop it. Doing that.
And also, he's not with his buddies, you know, he's not with his buddies who are working as cutters down at in Indiana, cutting slabs of granite. He's with world-class comedians who are especially unimpressed.
He's with Hench, Tony Barbieri, Cousin Sal. These are the people.
He's with guys who write for the Oscars.
That's the best. So we did that. Last year's champion, Dutch Mook, as is the tradition, got to announce at the draft and not a moment before who was kicked out. He turned it into a little head-to-head. He called out sports guy Simmons and Randy, who they have a rivalry, the Mook and Randy. I think they sincerely don't like each other. And Randy makes that well known. And in fact, the Mook, in advance of announcing the pick, read a little thing that Randy sent him in the off season about he hopes he doesn't break his neck while trying to bend over to do things on himself in his midriff kind of thing. And so,
about Simmons?
No, about the Mook.
Uh-huh.
And then it was a weird kind of game. Everybody has their thing. Last year, as you know, I had Garagos was kind enough to draft a letter for me, a legal document stating that if I didn't kick you out as the reigning champ this year, you couldn't kick me out for the next five.
Right.
Which was a grand.
Smart.
Okay, I'm untouchable. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I'm nice and relaxed at these things. But so Simmons... The Mook didn't get it. The Mook created this quiz in which you had to questions that you didn't want to say the answer to. As a, for instance, he said to Simmons, who's the better quarterback of all time, Joe Montana or Tom Brady? Mm-hmm. So to get it correct, obviously Simmons would have to go against his Patriots love and say Joe Montana, which he refused to do, which I think I admire on some level.
Yeah.
Somehow it worked out that Randy got kicked out. And then the...
Wait a second. I'm a little unclear. Who decided?
The MOOC.
Oh,
the MOOC rigged it so that it felt like, well, it could be Simmons or it could be Randy. Mm-hmm. And Randy tanked it. Every answer for Randy was supposed to be cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. But inexplicably, it was all a setup. Like, if you go to McDonald's and you pay 99 cents for this item, it starts with, you know, like the answer was always cheeseburger. It was a strange scenario the whole way mm-hmm. through. And for some reason, Randy tanked it. And then he left with a shred of his dignity in tow. Then we did that thing. Then John Hamm showed up a little bit late. And then his first move was to I drafted the Steelers. I took the Steelers for $1. And out of spite, he took the Steelers from me for $2.
The defense?
Yeah. Why would he do that? I said, what the hell, Hamm? Why would you do that to me?
These fucking actors, man.
That's exactly why. He wasn't in the spotlight for one minute.
So Randy got booted.
Right.
Which is probably a good day for everyone there, right? Can we boot him out of my football Sunday?
That's up to you, sir.
All right, let me hit True Car. Every car has stories. What's the story of your car, and how do we put a price on it? Well, in the past, it'd be tough to put a price on those stories, but now there is True Car. Find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to True Car. Enter your plate number and your car's details will come popping on up. Then answer a few questions. Once you're finished, get that True Cash offer sent to you in just minutes. You can take it to your local certified dealer and you can cash out or you can trade in. So if you want a new car, go into True Car, trade your car in, drive out with the new car. If you want a used car, bring it in and trade it in on a used car. Or if you want to just leave with a check and Uber home, well, go with True Car once again. When you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car. True Cash offer not available in all areas.
Very nice. And by the way, just to close it out, you would go crazy. You think it's nerdy enough to do fantasy football, Ace. You should see grown men bidding on people. $37. August up at the microphone. Going once. Going twice. Like, 38. Yeah, if I were a fly on the wall and didn't know these people, I would tease them relentlessly, as you do currently.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with more hot sports talk for you on Good Sports. For now, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek out. Good
Sports. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Come and see us in Lexington, Kentucky on September 20th. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.